ולי בני ישראל עבדים. כדרשת חז"ל, עבדי הם ולא עבדים לעבדים. So the נתיבות שלום, we're doing the נתיבות שלום. על פרשת יתרו לא יהיה לך אלוקים אחרים על פניי. Hashem says, the Jewish people are my servants. They are not servants to servants. ואפילו אם יהודי נכשל וחטא, even if a Jew stumbles, he sins. אינו בבחינת עבד לעבדים להיות משובד לזה לגמרי. Doesn't matter. He has not been enslaved again. It is not a situation where he is enslaved to that sin. וגם כאשר שקוע בתאוותיו, and even in a situation where he sunk, fulfilling his desires, בפנימיותו, deep down inside, הינו עבד רק לקדוש ברוך הוא. He is a slave only to Hashem. כמו דעת אומר, גלוי וידוע לפניך שרצוננו לעשות רצונך, אלא שיצר הרע מגרה אותנו. As it says, we say before Hashem, it is revealed and known before you that our true desire is to do your will. But the Yetzer Hara, our desire for bad, he eggs us on. Ve'eino oved shnei avadim. And in essence, a person really wants to serve Hashem, but a person cannot serve two masters. So a person might fall and fall again and fall again. And many times he will fall. But in the end, deep down inside, his shiabud, he knows that he is an Eved Hashem. And there are many examples of that throughout history. Many, many, many examples of that throughout history. I don't think it needs to be illustrated. Unless you want, I'll tell you a few. But. There were Rothschild was a Frenchman. And everyone knew he was a Frenchman. And he was a proud Frenchman. And when he was on his deathbed, he left in his will that he wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And his children said, you had nothing to do with them until now. But they were completely assimilated by that generation. So he said, yes, but I want to be buried there. That's my land. And when he passed away, the French prime minister protested. He said he lived his life as a Frenchman. We're proud he was a Frenchman. And we don't want to be buried anywhere else. So they had to smuggle his body out to bury him in Israel. His whole life he lived assimilated. But on his deathbed he said, no, but I belong there. And there's this beautiful story. Benjamin Netanyahu, he's a genius. I mean, he's brilliant. Whatever you want to say about him, he's brilliant. So he once had to go speak before a convention of Jews that were completely assimilated. Now, they had nothing to do with it. Many of them had intermarried, and they didn't really align themselves with Israel, but they were all multimillionaires, and he was trying to raise funds for Israel. So he was invited to speak, and it was the 4th of July. Benjamin Netanyahu. And he got up to the podium, and he said, 4th of July, 26 years ago, or 23 years ago, I don't remember how many years it was from that 4th of July, where were all of you? How many of you were outside doing barbecues? And not one raised their hands. They were all glued to their TV sets. That was the time when the Jewish plane was kidnapped, taken to Uganda, and the famous Entebbe raid happened, 4th of July. And everyone remembered it. They all sat in the room, and not one raised their hand. He said, "Who was there anyone here who was outside barbecuing? Where were you all on that 4th of July?" And everyone was glued to their TV set, seeing what was happening with the Jewish hostages in Uganda. So he began his speech by reminding them, gentlemen, you might be living your lives here in the American economy, completely westernized, but your hearts are still there. Your hearts are still with us. Yeah. That's the concept that Tivot Shalom is telling us. Deep down inside, everyone, every single one of us, our hearts are still there. A person could spend his life constantly chasing after his desire. On the surface, you think he's a slave to his desire. But says in Tivot Shalom, Li b'nei Yisrael avadim. Hashem says, in their essence, I've taken the Jews and they are my servants. They are not servants to servants.
I take that out then from practical knowledge, like, Tov, Yafe, you know that you're a slave to somebody's shakun is ta'avot, one and so forth, but you know, okay, so deep down inside you already have it.
Wait,
how do you enforce that? It's not to stop being
so let's see.
Also, not just deep inside.
100%. First of all, the knowledge is a start. The knowledge that a person has potential is a start. But let's continue. He will tell us. And this strength that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, who davar nitzchi, is something that's eternal. כמו שאומרים בהגדה, ואילו לא הוציא הקדוש ברוך הוא תוותנו ממצרים, הרי אנו ובנינו ובני בנינו משובדים אין לפרעה במצרים. We say in the Agada, if Hashem did not take us out of Mitzrayim, then we, our children, our grandchildren, we'd all be enslaved to Paro in Egypt. שלולי יציאת מצרים, were not for the exodus from Egypt, היינו נשארים תמיד עבדים לעבדים, משובדים לקליפת מצרים. We'd be forever bound, we'd be in permanent servitude, to that external aspect of Mitzrayim. We'd forever be avadim la'avadim. Ve'al ken amru chazal, and that's why our sages taught us, b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam lirot et atzmo kilu hu yatza mimitzrayim. In every generation, a person has to view themselves as though he himself went out of Egypt. Lo et avoteinu bilvad gal ha'kadosh baruch hu mimitzrayim. Hashem did not redeem our forefathers alone from Egypt, ela avotanu gal imahim. But God redeemed us as well, together with them. Haynu sheitziat Mitzrayim hi nitzchit. That is to teach us the concept that the exodus from Egypt is eternal. Ulekol Yehudi yesh et hakoach latzet mimitzrayim. And every Jew has that strength within him. Shelo yei eved lebet adonim. That he shouldn't be enslaved to two masters. V'chilshon ha-pasuk. And like the pasuk says, kel motzi'o mimitzrayim. Hashem, who is taking him out of Egypt. Moshe Rabbeinu says this at the end of the 40 years. Lishon Hove. He's saying it in the present tense. Sheitziat Mitzrayim hi koach elyon nitzri. This concept of leaving Egypt is a strength from above that is eternal. Shetamid HaKadosh Baruch Hu motzit Yehudim mimitzrayim. Hashem takes a Jew out of Egypt always. Leval yeh eved meshubad letavot. That he shouldn't be enslaved to his desires. So the potential to leave is always there. A person just has to grab it. It's not easy, but a person has that potential. When we say deep down inside, he is Eved Lashem, we're not only saying right now he's an Eved Lashem, we're also saying, and it's within his grasp to come out of Mitzrayim, to come out, to overcome. V'zeh dvar Hashem b'dibra rishona. And that's what Hashem told us in the first commandment. Anochi Hashem elokecha asher hoceiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of the land of Egypt. Ki mikoach yitziat Mitzrayim, hare anochi Hashem elokecha, ha'adon hayachid shelcha. Because from that strength, from that taking you out of Egypt, I am Hashem, your God, your soul master. The concept of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, he's saying now, is not only the concept recognize that Hashem is the one God. As we said, it is one of the mitzvot tmidiyot. Any moment a person recognizes Hashem is God, so he's fulfilling this commandment. But it is also a statement that because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, from that evolved that Hashem is our soul master. Ve'lo yeh lecha elokim acherim al panai. And when Hashem says, you shall not have any other forces over you before me, haynu she en ze rak tzivui, meaning this isn't only a commandment, don't believe in any other forces, ela gilui amtziut, this is also a revelation of the fact, sheze lo yiyeh lecha, that this won't be to you. You will not have, it's a statement of fact. Achar sheb'yitziat Mitzrayim natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu et hakoach layudi, being that God gave that strength to every Jew, that he should no longer be enslaved to two masters, Yotzro and Yitzro, his master and his desire, Bechinat Eved Letavotav, this aspect of being enslaved to his desire. So everyone has that strength within them. It's like the story of Dumbo. You know the story of Dumbo? An elephant with big flappy ears, and he uses his ears to fly, but the mouse tells him always that if he holds on to the feather, this magic feather gives him the strength to fly with his ears. And then one time he takes a jump off the diving board in the circus, and he lets go of the feather. So then he's about to crash into the earth. And the mouse yells in his ear. He says, no, no, you've had that strength within you all the time. It was I made it up when I said it was the feather. You have the strength. Just flap those ears. It's not the feather. So that's the, just like Dumbo flaps his ears and he starts flying. Excuse me for putting down the Netivot Shalom. But that's the concept. That power is within us all the time. If you want, it's the Wizard of Oz telling Dorothy, you just click your shoes, you have that power all the time. So it's not as easy as clicking the shoes or flapping the ears. It's life. It's far more complicated than that. You know, people who aren't sunk in it, so they look and they say, no, just do it. What's the big deal? Right. Let us try doing something different than we're used to. It's, no one's saying it's easy, but the strength is there. No one can say, well, I can't. No, you can. Not only you can, but Hashem is saying you're going down a beaten path. I've implanted this within your nature. And in a certain respect, this is the natural way of living. It's unnatural to a person to live otherwise. This is the way Hashem fashioned us. But that doesn't mean it's not pleasurable. A person who likes eating sweets all the time and makes his teeth go rotten, sometimes his teeth hurt from the sweets. But that's what he likes. Go tell him, don't do it. How many people go on weight loss plans and keep going back and back and back? Why? Because what we're accustomed to isn't easy. Yeah, it's easy. You tell a person, it's not natural for you to eat so much. It's not natural for you to be obese. It's bad for your health. He agrees with you, and then he goes back to doing what he did, because that's what feels, on the surface, that's what feels natural. Same thing here. Deep down inside, yeah, that's what's right, and we have the strength to do it. That's what he's saying. That's part of the Aserta Dibot. What he's saying is, if we could expand on it a drop, it's so important, Hashem made it in the beginning of the Aserta Dibot. This is the first two of the Ten Commandments. Hashem says, Anochi Hashem, I'm the only one, because I took you out of Mitzrayim. And so I gave you that potential. And if we think about it, this concept is crucial. Because really, just like the concept that Hashem is Elohim is integral to all of the Torah, without that, so, okay, there are all kinds of books of theology. The precept to all of the Torah is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. By the same token, the precept to the Torah is also this concept of Bchira Chofshit, and not only Bchira Chofshit, but the strength to live up to it. No one's saying it's easy. No one's saying it's easy. But the Asher Otzeiticha, which he's saying is Hashem saying, you know what? I gave each person this potential and this strength to do it, so that's integral to the rest of the Torah. You can't expect someone to do something if you haven't given him the strength to do it. I remember when our son was 2, I think, we got an oven that had a fire in it. And I called up my mother and I called up my mother-in-law and I said, tell me, is it reasonable to expect of a 2-year-old to understand that he can't touch it? Because it's dangerous if he plays with it. I mean, there's a real fire in there. It was an oven to heat up the house. So I said, I don't know. I don't know the psychology of a 2- and 3-year-old. I want to know what's fair to expect of him. So, same thing here. If Hashem's telling us this is what I expect of us, Hashem's beginning with the Ten Commandments and telling us, I've given you the strength to do that. This is my understanding, but I think it makes sense. Uvezeh yesh lo va'er ma'amar ha'katuv, לא הביט אבן ביעקב ולא ראה עמל בישראל השם לוקב עמו. Bilam, when he speaks of the Jewish people, he says, לא הביט אבן ביעקב, השם saw nothing wrong with יעקב, ולא ראה עמל בישראל השם לוקב עמו. Hashem is God is with him. יהודי, אפילו בשעה שהוא פועל אבן, even when he's doing what's wrong, אינו עבד לשני אדונים, ורק שהוא בבחינת אנוס, שאינו יודע לשיט עצות בנפשו להתגבר על יצרו. He's sitting there and he's telling himself, deep down inside, he says, this isn't where I want to be in life. This isn't what I want to do in life. But he hasn't yet figured out how to overcome that desire. And this is a concept that Rav Kook also writes about. As a Jew is doing something wrong, there's that, what you might call the conscience, but we discuss it in terms of the neshama and the nefesh, there is something within him that's crying. There's an aspect of tshuva that is aroused within a person even as he's doing what's wrong. He feels bad. You can't just go and do what's wrong and feel good about it. Hashem implanted within us that internal compass and that internal feeling that even at the time that he's doing it, kulom alekev, he seems like he's enjoying the cheeseburger. He's smiling. He paid for it. He's eating it. What do you mean if he's hurting, why is he doing it? No. Deep down inside, he's not. Vigam az Hashem Elokav imo. And that's what Bilam says. He says, I look at them, and when Hashem looks at them, lo yibit aven beYaakov, because Hashem Elokav imo, even when he's doing the aven, even when he's doing what's wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adonav HaYachid. That's what Bilam is saying, Hashem Elokav imo, Hashem his God, because even when he's doing what's wrong, his sole master is Hashem, Veino Eved L'Shnei Adonim. And there's never a situation where, so to speak, he's sold his soul to the devil. You're never going to find someone who can actually do that. Now, I don't know what I'll say about your Rabban ben Avot, what I'll say about the people who did seem to go off the deep end. I don't know. Let's see. V'chein yesh tever b'zeh et ma'amar ha-katuv. Based on this, we could also explain the pasuk, כמעשה ארץ מצרים אשר ישבתם בה לא תעשו, וכמעשה ארץ כנען אשר אני מביא אתכם שמה לא תעשו. The pasuk says, don't do like the Egyptians, don't do like the land of Egypt where you dwelled, and don't do like the land of Canaan that I'm bringing you there. דפירוש, דפירשו בספרים הקדושים, they explained in the holy works, דלא קי על ענייני איסו, that these psukim are not referring to specific prohibition. Shem nitpashu la'alan beparshat arayot. On the surface of things, this is a reference, this is an introduction. It's an introduction to the whole parsha of Arayos. The Torah says, don't do like the Egyptians. Don't be like the people of Canaan. Don't do all these prohibited relationships. A person can't marry his sister, he can't marry his mother, can't, etc. All the different prohibitions. So, on the surface, it seems like this is the encompassing prohibition. Don't be like the, don't do like the Egypt, land of Egypt or the land of Canaan. And what do I mean by that? Don't do all of these. So the holy books say that it's not going on that prohibition. Ki im al inyanei haheter, but rather it's going on the things that are permitted. Shegam otam lo yaaseh yehudi boven shehamitzri oseh otam. But even the things that are permitted, he has to be different in the way he does the permitted pleasures. He shouldn't do them like an Egyptian. V'hainu, that is, shagoy u'eved l'ta'avot u'mshubad lehem legamre. You look at a guy, he is enslaved to his desire. That's his whole life. Either it's seeking honor or it's seeking pleasure. His whole life is revolving around pleasure. Ve'ilu yehudi eino mishubad l'ta'avot, but a yehudi is not. וגם כשהוא מתעסק בהן, and even when he's really deep, he's delving into them, כואב ליבו על כך. Really, his heart is hurting. ואינו עובד לשני אדונים. And he doesn't completely put himself into it. He is not really enslaved to two masters. Deep down inside, his heart is where it's supposed to be. And that deep down inside is crying over all the cover-up, all the different actions that he's doing on the surface, because deep down inside, his heart isn't there. And this is something amazing. I told you, I'm meeting with people who are proclaimed atheists now. And they're Jewish. And you talk to them, and I didn't ask them, someone else asked them, don't you sometimes feel bad? So they said, yeah. So he said, and what do you do then? So they said, we wait for the feeling to pass. So I asked them, what are you going to do with life? At the end of the day, what's your life going to be about? So they said, we'll look to have as much fun as possible in life. So I said, and at the end of the day, that's what life is going to be about. So they all looked down, they were all ashamed, and they said, nope, we got to do something good with our life. It's not enough. And the same people who came in and said, we don't care if there's an ark in the front of the shul, or a rock in the front of the shul, or a cross in the front of the shul. Whoever believes, believes. We don't believe. Came back after that and put on tefillin. And I didn't say a word. I didn't tell him to put on tefillin. I didn't tell him anything. I just said, you want to tell me that nothing's sticking inside of you? That you could say everything you're saying and there's nothing deep down inside that's bothering you? And they walked away, and one by one, not all of them, but one by one came back and put on their own, came to other people, not to me. And I said, how do I do this? Well, explain this to me. There's something inside. There's something what the Hasidim call the Pinta Leyid. There's that little spark, and all you got to do is flame it, fan it. You got to try. You never know if you'll succeed. But everyone has that. Everyone. So, Bezrat Hashem, to be continued.